Texte numéro 126. What does being bilingual do to the human brain? Over the past century, perceptions of bilingualism. Over the past century, perceptions of bilingualism have swung from one extreme to the other. For much of the immediate post-war years, it was thought that a toddler's brain would struggle to cope with two languages. It would handicap school progress, experts said, and some even believed that it could lead to schizophrenia. But from the 1960s, increasingly scientific research, coupled perhaps with a greater appreciation of cultural difference, has shown some extraordinary benefits of bilingualism. In his book entitled The Bilingual Brain, Albert Costa, a Catalan-Spanish bilingual, invites us to discover the astonishing results of his lifetime of research. His book is peppered with a few technical aspects of neuroscience. He invites readers to wonder what happens if you double up on what is already an extraordinary human ability, language. The research results are pretty astonishing. Newborns, only hours old, can already detect a change of language. By 4 to 6 months, they are able to distinguish between, say, English and French, only by what they see of the speaker's mouth. And babies can extract statistical regularities to deduce what, among the flow of sound, are the basic units, our words. It's called segmentation strategy. Because it's thought that the language store is one big bucket, not separate cups, the bilingual toddler has to be adept at code switching. That means bilinguals have a slower and less reliable access to the lexicon than monolinguals. There is a change cost, in which bilingual speakers are milliseconds slower at naming objects. The cost of change is greater for the dominant language than for the non-dominant one. Costa is clear about these micro drawbacks. Bilingual individuals have a smaller vocabulary in their two languages than monolinguals. This isn't a manifesto claiming bilinguals are geniuses, but Costa details why their brains are different. There's less egocentric bias in bilingual children. They are able to see puzzles more easily from another's point of view. They have greater attentional control. Subconsciously ignoring half their brain's words all their lives means they are less sidetracked by distractions. Because of a greater cognitive reserve, bilinguals in many trials have reported the onset of dementia up to 4 years later than their contemporaries. For those who are not bilingual, there are still advantages to language learning. We are less instinctive and knee-jerk in a foreign language, more able to be utilitarian and cold-headed. The research seems to suggest, and it's good news for linguistic exiles, that they reason differently when they are struggling, however slightly, for the right words. Summarising decades of research, Costa leaves you in little doubt that the brain of bilinguals is different. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, February 2020.